Hi, Ms.
Hello?
Smith. Hi, is this Ms. Smith?
Hello?
Hi, can you hear me?
I am so sorry. Yeah, it just keeps connecting to the Bluetooth. I apologize. How can I help you?
Hi, my name's Jessica. I'm calling on a recorded line in regards to the Depo Provera lawsuit. Have you gotten an attorney already to assist you?
No, I haven't. This is the first time I hear from someone.
Okay. And would you like to see if you meet the criteria here to participate?
Yeah, I'm available right now.
Okay, and did you have any sort of serious injury after taking the depo for at least 1 year?
Yeah, I did. I was actually diagnosed with meningioma.
A meningioma. Gosh, okay, I'm sorry to hear. Where was that located in your body?
I believe it was in the brain.
The brain, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, again, I'm sorry to hear. Are you a resident of the United States?
Yes.
Okay, and are you willing to affirm to the law firm that you're not already with a attorney or law firm?
Correct, yes.
Okay. And then what year were you diagnosed with the meningioma?
I was diagnosed 2020, so March 2022.
March of 2022?
Correct.
Okay. And do you know anyone else who was injured by the depo?
No, not personally.
Okay, no worries. And then next year, the Depo Provera information. Did you receive the depo via like shot or was it a pill?
No, it was a shot. It was an injection.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Was it the name brand injectable, Depo Provera?
Depo Provera through Pfizer.
Okay, so it was name brand.
Mm-hmm.
That was yes?
Yes, yes, sorry.
Okay. No, it's okay. And then can you confirm within 1 year, can you confirm if you had at least 4 injections prior to your diagnosis?
Yeah, I actually had 6 injections.
6, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what, so you were on it maybe a little bit over a year?
I was about a year and a half, yeah.
A year and a half, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what year you first started taking it?
Oh,
best of your knowledge.
Okay, it was... I'm trying to think. It's been so many years. I am so sorry.
No, it's okay.
I know it was around March. I'm thinking so many dates. I'm thinking like surgery dates and all that.
Did you stop taking it when you were diagnosed?
Yes, I definitely did stop taking it when I was diagnosed.
So it was March of 22 to stop?
So, yeah, it was like around March 22 when I stopped.
So
I want to say I was around 20, 21 is when I started taking it. I'm trying to think dates. Let me look at a calendar. I look at a calendar because right now I'm at work. I apologize.
No, it's okay. I'm going to see what I can do.
Around October 2020, I want to say the third week. I want to say like the 16th of October of 2020. And then I did stop taking it March 20th of 2022.
March 20th, 22. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Got it. And then you already told me you had about 6 injections.
Mm-hmm.
Was it administered by a doctor?
Yes.
Okay.
I do remember doctor. It was Dr. Fairbanks, I believe it. Yeah, Fairbanks.
Okay.
Jared Fairbanks.
Thanks. Jared?
Mm-hmm.
And what
Fairbanks.
City?
In Las Vegas.
Las Vegas, Nevada. Okay. On Lake Boulevard?
Yes.
That's one. Okay. So he was the prescribing doctor as well?
Correct. Yeah, that was him. He prescribed it and he also would inject it.
Okay.
I would go to his office.
Sorry, bear with me.
No, you're fine. You called me on a good time when I have no patients right now. I work at a dental office. So.
And then, okay, perfect. So I got that. And then the injured party information. So you said you were diagnosed with the mentioma. Can you confirm your gender for me, please?
Female.
Okay. And then we have your first name, Michon. And then last name, Smith.
Correct. Michon Smith.
Okay, perfect. And then we have your email here. It's s.michon@yahoo.com.
Correct, yes.
And then is the 323-316-8986 your cell phone?
Yes, correct.
Okay, perfect. And then what is your mailing address?
I'm so sorry. What was that again?
Oh, what's your mailing address?
Oh, I apologize. It's 5450 South Fort, F-O-R-T. Apache is a different, it's a second word, APACHE Road, apartment 279.
Apartment
in Las Vegas.
79.
In Las Vegas, and my zip code 89148.
Okay, perfect.
I can I confirm the spelling of my name? I'm so sorry. Did you have M like Mary, I like igloo, S like Sam, H like Henry, O like Oscar, N like Nancy?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. I don't know why I thought I heard C. I apologize.
No, you're good. And then next here, the diagnosing information. What was the method of diagnosis for the mentioma? Was it a CT scan, MRI, or both?
Yeah, I had blood tests, and I also had a CT scan with an MRI and a biopsy.
Okay. And then do you know the diagnosing doctor's name or facility?
Yeah, actually, I remember his name. John was the last name. Anson, A-N-S-O-N, John Anson was his name, and it was done at Southern Hills Hospital.
Southern Hills Hospital. Is that in Las Vegas?
Correct, yes.
Okay. On Sunset Road?
Yes.
Okay. Did you have treatment there as well?
Yes, I did have treatment there. I did have... chemo for 6 months. I did had to get an MRI every 2 months, and then I had to have radiation along with surgery.
Okay, one moment. Have you ever had a prior cancer diagnosis or any prior radiation?
No, this was all a new experience for me.
Okay. Does your family have a history of mentiomas?
No.
Mm-mm. Were you hospitalized for the meningioma?
Yeah, I was hospitalized for 12 days.
12 days. And that's in 2022?
22. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then there would be a medical record for you showing the meningioma diagnosis, correct?
Correct, yeah.
Okay. And
it's not with me at the moment. Yeah,
no worries.
But I have it.
They'll request the records, but if they needed assistance, are you able to provide some via mail or electronically?
Of course, yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And do you have access to your MyChart login?
Yes, I do.
Okay, perfect. And then lastly here, the emergency contacts. So we request one just in case something unfortunate happens, ensuring mm-hmm. we can continue on with your case for your loved ones. Would you like to add an emergency contact?
Yeah, I can add one. Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. Do they live with you?
No, they don't.
No. Okay. And then bear with me. Their name?
It's J like Jerry, E like Edward, D like dog. Last name Jones, Jones.
Mm-hmm.
And his phone number, 424-383-6808.
Okay, and then relationship?
He's just a family friend for many years.
Okay. And then lastly here, for the medical record release forms, what's your date of birth?
Date of birth is 9/8/1995.
And again, 9/8/1995?
Correct.
And then your social?
613-844-4134.
And again, 613-844-4134?
Correct.
Okay, perfect. And is it okay if I send you the forms via text and email?
Yeah, that's fine.
Perfect. So I'm just going to put you in a brief hold real quick while I prep up the forms and send them over. I'll be right back, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
Thank you. One moment.